I can't believe it has been 2 years. Today marks my second year working at this library. I can't believe it. Really, I can't. Don't get me wrong. I love it here. It's a lovely, quiet, and peaceful job. People behave well and respect the rules. I've made plenty of friends while working here, and I've learned to recognize so many faces. Honestly, I don't know how much longer I'll stay in this role. I never thought being a librarian would be my ultimate goal. To be honest, I just wanted something less stressful than my last job, and this opportunity came along. Though, there is this one boy, one very cute boy. I see him come in here quite often. He's definitely the quiet type. I've never seen him hanging out with anyone else. Makes me wonder if he has some form of social anxiety. Sometimes I catch him stealing glances at my desk before nervously building up the courage to come over and check out new books. It's kinda cute. Actually, it is extremely cute. He always blushes and stutters. Makes me want to just pounce on him. And boys are usually so rowdy and obnoxious. But he seems sweet and gentle. A sweet, timid boy. I wonder if he's scared to talk to me because of social anxiety, or if it's something about me as a person. I wouldn't know which would be worse. I really hope he's not scared of me. I wouldn't want that. I do my best to always be sweet, to him especially. Oh, there he is now. He's looking especially yummy today. Oh my gosh. Are his hips always so pronounced? He always wears such baggy clothes, but today? He's just so sexy. Oh goddess. His hips look so grabbable. If I keep looking at him, I won't be able to control myself. Fuck. Getting so hot. I want to pin him down and grab his hips, his little waist. I want to ravage him. Oh, hey there. Well, look at you, all dolled up. Is there something special going on? Oh, you're blushing already. It's adorable, you know? Hmm? Of course I recognize you. Why wouldn't I notice the charming young boy who comes to my library nearly every day? I've noticed you come in here. You've been coming in every day this week. That's quite the habit you're forming. Not that I'm complaining. I like having a pretty little doll around. What's the matter? Are you feeling a little shy? I'm sorry, sweetheart. I was just joking around. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. I was only teasing. But, you know, you are quite the cutie pie. So, don't sell yourself short. Anyway, sorry about that. I didn't mean to get sidetracked. Are you here to return a book today? Perfect. I'll take that for you. So, what did you think? Of the book, silly. I know, right? When you checked it out, I actually thought about saying something, but I didn't want to come across as weird. You already seemed pretty nervous just asking for it. Am I wrong? I notice you always glance over for a while before finally coming up to the desk. Do I intimidate you? I really hope not. You know, I don't mean to scare you. Good. That'd be the last thing I'd want. The last thing I would want is for a pretty boy to feel threatened by me. That would be terrible. You wonder why I always notice you? Well, it's just so easily noticeable, I guess. You always quietly slip in here, always with your head down. You have this way of disappearing into your own little world, like nothing else exists when you're reading. It's sweet, you know? I've been watching you. I notice the way you walk so softly. Your shoulders just the tiniest bit hunched, like you don't want anyone to notice you. Oh, sweetheart, I notice. I notice everything. Especially that tiny little waist of yours. Honestly, it's not fair. How does someone like you manage to look so delicate? Those hips, too. So subtle. So slender. I could wrap my hands around you so easily. Oh, sweetie. You look so shocked. Are you okay? You want to change the subject? Okay, we can. It's okay. You always wear baggy clothes, but today you look different. You look better. Why the change? Ah, okay. I see. You wanted to try something different. That's very nice. I'm proud of you, sweetie. I hope I'm not bothering you by chatting with you. I just mean, like I said, you seem very reserved, like a true introvert. Not that I dislike that. Far from it. I just don't want to disrupt your peace, that's all. I always thought about getting to know you a little better. Of course, I mean that in the nicest way. I guess I'm just a bit shy myself, to be honest. I won't lie, I'm no saint. Well, only in public places. On my own or with my friends, I'm as confident as can be. By the way, I meant it as a compliment. I mean the waist thing. You just look so delicious, especially today. In the best way. Refreshing, even. Oh, yeah, of course. Here. Let me check if that's available for you to borrow. Just one second. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to get sidetracked. It's just that it upsets me to see shy boys like you feeling insecure. Especially when you're so cute. It looks like there's one more copy of The King in Yellow. Great book, by the way. But it's in the back. I can grab it for you. Actually, would you care to join me? I could give you the grand tour while we're at it. Come on. It'll be fun. It's a little quieter back here, isn't it? I thought you'd appreciate the privacy. Not that many people come back this far. It's just the two of us, baby. It should be just a couple of steps away. This is where we keep the Lowstock books, since they can't be trusted with anyone who might misuse them. But you've taken such good care of all our books, so I see no reason not to trust you. You're so quiet again. Why is that, Is it because we're alone? You're breathing pretty heavily. Is someone nervous? Don't worry. I don't bite. I really just can't understand why you're so timid. Maybe you're so nervous because I keep staring at you like this, The cheeks are practically glowing. It's adorable. I'm not just saying it. Have you never learned how to accept a compliment from a woman? Oh, I see. Is that why you're so nervous? Are you not used to attention from girls? No, I'm not making fun of you. I think it's cute. You're still so pure. Well, You are really adorable. The way you blush, the way you fidget when I get a little closer. It's the cutest thing I've seen. Don't back away, darling. Oh, now you're trembling. Look at you. Such a sweet, shy doll. I could just eat you up. So, I assume no one has told you how beautiful you are, Well, that's a shame. Because someone like you deserves to be admired. Worshipped, even. And that waist of yours, those hips. So petite. So perfect. I can't help but imagine what they'd feel like under my hands. Fuck. Do you like it when I say things like that? When I tell you how utterly precious you are? Because I could go on and on, darling. I could keep telling you how much I adore the way you look, the way you carry yourself, the way you blush every time I speak to you. Oh, you're so tense. It's okay, sweetheart. I won't do anything to you for now. But if you keep looking at me with those big, shy eyes of yours, I might not be able to help myself. I might just pin you to this wall. You can't blame me, can you, doll? I mean, look at you, standing there, looking sexy and trembling. I just can't resist. My goddess, your waist feels even better than I imagined. It's so soft, so delicate. If I put my hands around your tiny curves just like this, they fit so perfectly. Let me grip you a bit tighter. That's it. You're a proper slut, aren't you? You wanted this to happen, didn't you? Otherwise, why would you wear such a slutty outfit? You know you look like a whore. And you knew I thought you were cute. You wanted me to do this to you. You wanted this. These hips of yours, I've never seen anything like them. So slender. So grabbable. You really are teasing me on purpose, dressing like this today. You and your sexy body drive me crazy, you know? Crazy with the lust. Don't try to squirm away, darling. You're so cute when you're cornered like this. Like a little deer caught in the headlights. So helpless. So irresistible. Oh no! Now those tears I see. Sweetheart! There's no need to cry. I'm not going to hurt you. Unless you want me to. Is that what got you so worked up? Are you just not used to someone paying so much attention to you? Shh. It's okay. It's okay. I want to see you naked. Let me strip you down, baby. First, I'll take this tight top of you. Mm-hmm. your crying just turns me on more. Oh, fuck. You look so much hotter exposed like this. Your curves are even more exposed to me. And oh my, look at those perfect pink nipples. How can you be so perfect? Do you know what you do to me, sweetheart? You make me want to do such indecent things. To take this shy, trembling little thing and make you mine. To feel you melt under my touch. To hear those little gasps and whimpers of yours. Well, I'll show you soon. Let me take all those boy shorts. Fuck. You're so yummy. I wonder. Why are you completely shaved down there, hmm? I knew it. You really did go here to get fucked by me. You even shaved for the occasion. How cute. I can't wait to pawn this pretty cock. Shh, it's okay. Look at me, baby. There you go. Your cock is hard. You obviously want this. There is no reason to cry. You're so pretty when you're flustered like this. Your cheeks are all pink. Those big watery eyes. Oh, goddess, you're killing me. I want to keep you all to myself, you know that? Lock you up somewhere safe, where no one else can see how perfect you are. Where I can run my hands over these hips whenever I want. Kiss those sweet little lips of yours. Wouldn't that be nice? To think you've been hiding this gorgeous little body of yours for so long. These hips, this waist. Goddess, I could just sink my teeth into you, make you mine in every way imaginable. Aw, don't cry, darling. You're just so precious, you know that? I'd never hurt you. No. I just want to play with you a little. To make you blush and squirm some more. Now, I want to taste this yummy cock of yours. Let me just get on my knees. Do you like that, baby? I'd take you into my warm, wet mouth. Judging by the way you're whimpering, I'd say you do. Fuck. It feels so good to rub it against my mouth. It feels like I'm marking you as mine. Mm. Mon Mar, slut. Your cock is so pink and pretty. I love it. Oh my, it tastes so good. Way better than I thought it would be. Did you ever expect to be in this position, huh? To have your mature librarian suck you off? I thought about nothing except you. And how I was going to ravage you since I first saw you. And we're just getting started, baby. You came down my throat so much. It really was delicious. And there was so much of it too. Such a good cummies. You must be enjoying yourself. You took it so well, baby. You were such a good boy. No, I think it's only fair that you pleasure me now. On your knees. Now. Good boy. You look really cute on your knees in front of me like that. Looking up at me with such an expecting look on your face. Now, pull my shorts down. Good. Now pull my panties down too. And don't try to sneak them into your pocket or anything, okay? They're sexy, aren't they? I love wearing skimpy little lace panties like this. Now, I want you to stick your tongue out and beg me to eat your pussy. You're gonna have to be louder than that. Tell me how badly you want it. Come on. You must have dreamed of this moment 1,000 times while fantasizing about me. There we go. See? That wasn't so hard, was it? Now, I'm gonna grab some of your hair like this and push you into my pussy. Now be a good boy and lick it. Don't be shy. Show me how much you want me. Fuck. Good boy. You're not that bad at this. You're such a slutty porcelain doll. Licking pussy like this, like a cheap whore. Fuck. That feels so good. Your tongue, fuck, it feels amazing. What was that? You need air? Oh, too bad. You're not getting any until I say so. Oh, now fucking eat my pussy. Oh, yes. better than any toy I own. Oh, yeah. Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck. More. 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 Keep going, doll. Oh, wow. I didn't expect you to be this good at eating pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You're gonna make me come. I don't even think about stopping now. You can breathe when I cover your face with my gruel. Got it. Yes. I need to have this tiny body below me every day. Look at you. You look like such a cute painted doll. And yet you've finally got some air. You look like such a good boy covered in my pussy juices. Here, clean your face off with my panties. Your face smells like my pussy. No, don't put your clothes back on. I want to play with your hips just a little bit more. I want to play with your perfect body just a little bit more. I can finally grab these hips again. Fuck. These hips should be illegal. So delicate. So soft. You're like a work of art. Sculpted just to drive me insane. Sculpted into beauty. Do you have any idea how perfect you are? This tiny waist. These gentle curves. It's not fair. I could wrap my hands around you completely and still have room to spare. See? Perfect. Absolutely perfect. I could hold you like this forever. Just feeling how impossibly small you are. I've never wanted anything more. I want this right now, to feel these hips under my hands, to pull you closer, to lose myself completely in how fucking beautiful you are. Please, baby, just let me touch you a little longer. I can't stop. I don't want to stop. These hips are driving me insane, the way they fit perfectly under my hands. Fuck, I'm obsessed. Please, baby. You're trembling so much. Is it because I'm touching you here? Do you feel how crazy you're making me? I want to hold you tighter, press you against me, feel every inch of these perfect hips. These hips, they were made to be worshipped. I could spend hours just touching you like this, memorizing every inch of your perfect little waist. No one else gets to see this. No one else gets to touch you like this. Just me. You're mine, you understand? Mine to admire, mine to hold, mine to ruin. You'll be my plaything from now on, understand? And every time you come to the library, I will personally grope and grip your hips and examine your waist for at least 20 minutes. Understand? I don't care if people see. I want them to know you're my bitch. Only mine. Do you understand me, doll? Good. You can put your clothes back on. Oh, I almost forgot. Your book should be right here. The king in yellow, just like you asked. I'll be waiting for you next time you visit, doll. And next time I might even dress you up like a real doll. Make sure to dress even more like a slut next time you come here. Make sure to have your midriff exposed. And don't worry, we have a lot of books on the Cthulhu mythos and extended literature. You won't be running out of interesting titles to borrow. Young men are just delicious. Hi, Sylvester Elnir here. I just needed to go for something library themed. I love libraries. Perfect, incredible ambience. Librarians are hot as hell, at least in theory. This is like the little bit of aftercare, obviously, reminding you that no matter what you're into, no matter what you indulge in fantasy, that is absolutely fine and perfectly open, perfectly fine with that. Obviously, keep kink safe, sane, and consensual. I don't endorse the happenings of this to happen in real life, obviously. Also, given that I'm the only one partaking in this, and I was very much willing to do so, very much consenting enthusiastically. This entire thing is made with enthusiastic consent of all parties involved. That's me, me, and me. I said, easy. Go visit your local library. Check out The King in Yellow. Read the first 3 short stories and then ignore the last 2 because they kind of don't fit in there. And also understand exactly why places in, for example, the Game of Thrones world are called Carcosa and why all the shadow mages come from there. Loving The King in Yellow / Hastur, favorite Cthulhu mythos creature, even though not made by H.P. Lovecraft, but who cares? Cthulhu mythos is bigger than that by now. Also, by the way, stuff from Gone Wild Audio has been appearing on other sites, apparently, supposedly, allegedly. So if you're not on Gone Wild Audio and / or my fansly, Sivis Elnir on both, you probably should be, because there's probably more there than there is on your site. Support your artist however you can. Which doesn't necessarily mean, like, monetary or thumbs ups or the like. Just listening to my stuff is nice enough. Letting me know if you liked something or not. Anyway, I'm fishing for compliments, which I shouldn't do. That's kind of rude. Well, goddess bless your steps, and bye!